world centered around you. Life is easy, and that you get to reap all the benefits of the world at your disposal. Quite the contrary. When you truly are a king or queen, not just as some title you've declared yourself on Instagram because it sounds important, but you actually choose to wear the crown, your responsibilities to people become more important than yourself. You will have to make tremendous sacrifices in order to grow the empire. The king and queen actually serve the people and aren't afraid to work. They understand that it's necessary to do whatever it takes for the greater good in the name of the empire. An empire is an operating system. It's a way of living that sets your purpose, morals, goals, and values at the highest possible level so that everything else in your life, from your career to the way you raise your kids to the way you show up in your marriage, follows suit. It's based on a principle of self-governance and allows you to learn, grow, and hold your ground in the best and worst of economic times. Establishing, growing, and defending our empire is how Grant and I have achieved colossal success thus far. It's the answer to all those burning questions about how we do it all. Look, I wish I could tell you it would be easy. I wish I could tell you it will happen overnight. Hell, I wish I was a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, but let's face it, if I want that, I have to put in the work and years of training before that happens. Of course, building an empire doesn't happen overnight, nor did I begin my life riding around in private planes. Believe me, you must build your empire. You're either building an empire or you are destroying one. This may be the most important thing to know about empire building. Whether you know it or not, with every decision that you make each and every day, you are either creating or destroying your empire. You are either setting yourself up to win or you're holding yourself down. This applies to every decision, from what you eat to the stupid fight you have with your partner. With every distraction you partake in, you're just going to have to add time to your empire attainment. An empire is the only thing that will ensure you and your loved ones can survive anything. Your empire is your saving grace. Look, empires can withstand massive attacks, fight wars, and still manage to flourish through it all. However, a normal, empireless life in a normal world with unexpected catastrophes will simply crumble to ash. Grant and I spent the first 4 years of our marriage being normal and having a normal, great time. We weren't thinking about building empires. We were content living in our beautiful home, which used to be Lionel Richie's old home, but, you know, I've never been one to name drop. Yeah, right. On the top of the Hollywood Hills with views overlooking downtown Los Angeles to Malibu. Oh, we had made it big, or so we thought. The who's who of Hollywood came to our house on the weekends. Grant's business was booming, and I was working on primetime episodic TV. Life was good. Until the 2008 crash happened. And yeah, it was a crash at my house. The crash occurred along with a $60 million lawsuit from our friends, who actually conned us from the beginning. Neither Grant nor I had ever been involved in a lawsuit before. We were both a bit naive to the world of the rich back then. We didn't realize that con artists seek you out and you're just a mark with a big fat target on your back. Yep, these people convinced us they were our friends and even had us stand in their wedding. After Grant agreed to become partners with them, we found out they were a total scam and a major liability to us. We had to release ourselves from the deal immediately, but the con had already been set at that point, and they thought they could get a good old $60 million from us. At the same time this was occurring, and we were bleeding out hundreds of thousands in lawyer fees to defend ourselves against these cons, a belly-up bank wanted all the loan money back on the real estate portfolio. See, from 2008 to 2012, 465 banks collapsed as a result from the crash. Banks were desperate, trying to stay afloat, and they needed money. So even though we had never been late on a payment to the bank, they decided, since our net worth dropped, like, hello, everyone in the entire country, that we were in technical default, and they wanted all the money now. Who had 50 million?